Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What week is it, Ted?
Is it hoodie week.
Very good. Hoodie it's hoodie week. So let's talk about some faux pas.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
As our man Ted said here, it is indeed hoodie week, and he's been just railing against us all week long because why in the world would you ever wear a hoodie without a shirt underneath? That's absolutely
correct.
Disgusting.
My thought is I don't need a shirt because I'm wearing a hoodie.
I'm the same way.
That's right. I mean, I'm doing fine. I'm flowing good. I just feel good today. But that's something that Ted finds cringeworthy as far as our fashion goes. And so sure. I decided to go back in time and look at the 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends of history. At least recent history. Number 10, from the 90s and early 2000s, what hairstyle do you guys think labels?
The Rachel.
Not the Rachel, no, for dudes.
Oh, frosted tips.
Frosted tips.
Oh, God, that was huge.
While not strictly clothing, this hair trend from the late 90s and early 2000s is often mentioned in discussions of cringeworthy style choices from the era. Not gonna lie, I did have it at one point.
I've never had that. Maybe I'm gonna do that now.
I did not look good with it.
Yeah, frosted tips.
You don't have like the face for frosted
tips. I did.
There's a certain look, you know.
I didn't realize that. I was just a chubby dude with some long hair that had frosted tips on it.
To me, if you have frosted tips, you're the guy that wore, what was it? What were those jeans that were all bedazzled on the back?
Bedazzled jeans. Yeah.
You know, the affliction shirt.
And Hardy stuff.
Right, exactly. Like, that's the dude who had frosted hair.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
He had his jeans pegged. I
never did it, but people that pulled it off, I thought it looked good.
Yeah, the people that could pull it off.
Like, there was also a period.
It worked for them.
In the early 2000s. It was never my theory, but like, I feel like if that guy walked in, you could be like, there's the cocaine.
you're right.
I never had good.
Like, I have like two friends that were big frosted tip guys. They're both sober now.
From coke?
Well, yeah, from everything. Like, after a while, they couldn't drink one without the other.
They go with UGG boots. The classic tall boots style.
Freaking hate those.
While cozy, the original tall UGG boots were often worn with everything from mini skirts to casual wear, frequently earning them a spot on the worst dressed lists for their shapeless and casual appearance.
First time I saw them was Pamela Anderson used to wear them on the set of Baywatch.
She did.
That's what you were looking at her shoes?
You could, no, but
she's in the
ridiculous red
one piece. You will notice she's wearing boots on the beach. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Paris Hilton would wear. To me, I always associated Uggs with stupid people. And I know, but I never saw someone. Look, I like Pamela Anderson just fine. But when Uggs was big, the only people I ever saw wearing Uggs were people who, intellectually speaking, I had zero respect for. Right? So to me, I always equate it with us. And look, you might be the smartest person on the block. If I see you in Uggs, I'm like, that person's stupid.
The thing is that it was always partnered with the exact same look. If you got anywhere near a Starbucks, you could see 9 women with the same look, and it was some sort of a white or gray hooded sweatshirt, some tight black yoga pants, and those brown Uggs.
Remember the Tech Bro era when all those guys were wearing the North Face vests?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
I mean, that was another one of those things.
Finance like, bros.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Finance
all those
bros. Well, the only two with Uggs, and like, I think you were realizing that, like, they make so many other boots. I think it's just that specific, like the
it
original.
It is that specific one, yeah.
Right? Because, Mike, you had a pair. I had a pair that I loved.
Yeah, I got Uggs shoes, yeah.
Yeah, I had sneakers. A pair of black boots over Uggs. People were like,
got an Ugg
face. Good. And people would always be like, they're good boots. I'm like, ha ha, they're Uggs.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Hammer pants.
Those are really comfortable, though.
The voluminous drop crotch pants popularized by MC Hammer wore a distinct 90s look that few fashion enthusiasts want to see return, but Miles does.
Well, they were a spinoff of zipper pants from Breakin'.
But I think
essentially the same.
When Hammer Pants came out, I think everyone even knew, like, this is not going to last. So if you want to have fun with these, like, this is the time to do it.
Look like a genie for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some Thai fisherman pants that kind of look like that.
All right.
You got to rock them in here, man.
Come on.
I can wear my Thai fisherman pants in here.
Have you fished in Thailand?
I have not.
Okay, but you're ready.
I'm ready. If they call me up, Ted, we need you in Thailand to fish, I'll be like, okay.
I got the outfit, man.
I got the pants. What's in Ted's pocket?
From the 80s, what helped broaden you out a little bit?
Is it the shoulder pads?
The shoulder pads.
God. Those were massive.
They can add structure. Oversized shoulder pads from the 1980s are often cited as an extreme and unflattering look that distorted the natural silhouette.
Depending who's wearing them. Like, some people, I don't want to see your natural silhouette.
I kind of wish football would bring back big pads.
Those big ones?
I'm with you, dude. I remember when I was, you know, and I love that when they go back in time and look at those old clips, like, you see them. Like, they had those huge pads. I don't know if they actually did anything, but...
No, but, like, I was shorts. I mean, I would wear the biggest pads I could with a neck roll to kind of make me look taller.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why is his head so short?
Spat my shoes.
Yeah.
Anything.
Damn right. Get a few out there. 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends, the velour tracksuit.
Yep.
No. Sorry.
You got to get them monogrammed.
Epitomized by celebrities in the 2000s, these matching sets were comfortable but widely considered a fleeting trend that quickly became dated and tacky.
To me, you look like you're a Russian mobster. Like, those guys still rock them.
Or like an Italian.
But Ted, to be fair, you have the build for it. Like, you could pull it all. They would ask me, did you miss the team bus?
I mean, I have a velour tracksuit. Sometimes I'll wear just the velour top.
Sure.
It's really nice.
Do you remember the Moon Temple on 45th? The guy who owned the place, Johnny. Every time you come in there, he had a velour tracksuit.
Oh, did he?
I was like, he was so comfortable.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Chunky dad sneakers, overly large or colorful sneakers. Though a significant trend, the most extreme versions of these bulky, colorful sneakers often divide opinion, with critics finding them clunky and disproportionate.
I feel like they're making a comeback, though.
They definitely
are. So I see some people in their early 20s wearing shoes that, like, I'm like, are you serious? Those are cool now?
Well, Hokas are big already.
Mm-hmm.
Hokas are big. A lot of kids are wearing those.
Skechers are making a big hit. But, I mean, they're big, clunky-ass, bright, colorful shoes.
But, I mean, just like old Reeboks and Nikes that I thought were awful now are, like, cool.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some of that, too.
All right.
Like, really? You just get beat up.
I will say, the Hoka thing is just mind-blowing. Miles always talked about them. Then a year ago at Christmas, my nephew's like, you got to get a pair. And he's right. Everybody's rocking them.
All right.
They are everywhere.
That is a fact. 10 most cringeworthy fashion trends, extremely distressed or ripped denim. While some distressing is common, jeans that are more whole than fabric are frequently criticized for being excessive and wasteful.
They were huge for what, 5 years?
Well, the thing
is,
man, when you're a kid, you earned that.
Right.
Because your mom would patch it up. You're like, no, I look cool.
Yeah. And then who was it, like, was it Balenciaga that went and made, like, dirty jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're, like, you know, $2,500 a pair to right. look like you got your ass beat in a pumpkin
patch. In a cow pit.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Some of that stuff, I don't know. I saw somebody the other day, and it's like the hoodie detective. He's like, that's an $800 hoodie. And I'm like, that is? Like, holy cow.
Right? That one is. Okay. Dresses over jeans.
Yeah, that was massive.
A layered look popular in the early 2000s, this combination is often used as a confusing and unflattering style choice that did not make the best of either garment.
To me, it says, I know how to square dance.
Oh.
I mean, that's just like, what is going on here?
How long was the dress? Like, was it just like knee level? Did it go all the way down to the ankle? Like,
yeah, no. It'd be like, right, like knee level, right? Like yeah. a little sundress.
Okay.
Whatever.
Interesting.
It got super popular.
It really did.
Again, it's one of those things, I think they got really popular in Hollywood with kind of very, you know, Paris Hilton, very like rail thin women. But, right, I don't think it was flattering on everybody.
Gotcha.
That's why I feel like they need to adjust the mannequins. You know, you walk in, I look at the mannequins, I'm like, I don't know anyone built like that. And I'm not talking about the guys. I know like maybe two guys built like that. But most of the women, I'm like, dude, nobody's built like this.
They've got a bobby pin, a lot of those mannequins' clothes in the back.
And that's what I mean.
Because like, they're even the extra small, like, that's is too big.
Not what people look like.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, in our dreams, sure.
Number two, I got to say I disagree with because the kids absolutely love them. Steve, I believe your kids have at least four pairs of them.
Crocs.
Yep. The classic clog style of Croc. Despite their comfort and recent designer collaborations, the classic whole field resin clogs remain a polarizing and frequently mocked footwear choice for their unconventional aesthetic. I honestly think that that one's going from the top down as far as bullying goes.
Well, here's the thing, man. One, every kid I know now has Crocs. They have like these Birkenstock like slip-ons.
Yep.
And then they have the slip-on Ugg. All of them. And it does not matter. Like my kid, if you go to the volleyball tournament, all these teams walk in. These are all kids. All of them are wearing that. Mm-hmm. They don't switch until their tennis shoes until they're going to play the game, right? But every single one of them. Also, what's weird is kids these days don't mind wearing socks with sandals.
Now, I
don't say anything. But man, I'm like, are you a Korean dry cleaner? Like, what is this look, man? And yep. they all do it. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We used to get beat up for crap like that.
Yeah.
I go to the coffee store like that.
Do you? Yeah.
My coffee shop shirt.
Attaboy.
You got socks on with the sandals.
Sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm wearing mesh shorts, no underwear, and a jacket on top.
You animal.
Dead serious.
No, I believe it.
I mean, I haven't gotten in the shower yet, so why get dressed?
Ah, geez.
I can't.
Just need a cup of coffee.
The socks and sandals bugs me. It makes me angry.
We'll leave you with this last and final cringeworthy fashion trend at number one. Big in the 90s and early 2000s as far as jeans goes, the low rise.
I mean, look.
I thought it was kind of hot.
I was a firm supporter of that.
Yeah.
I was.
I knew that was going to show up on that list.
For being unflattering and revealing too much.
No, you're not revealing too much. No.
I would say mom jeans instead.
Yeah, mom jeans. Oh, God, when those came back. Remember, I think, like Jessica Simpson started rocking. I'm like, what are you doing?
Your dad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.